This is Rodney from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we explore manhood within Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. Sunday's a coming. You ever heard that expression? Sunday is a coming. Yeah, of course, that typically relates to somebody will post something on a Friday leading up to Sunday services. Sometimes you'll see churches kind of play on that. But today, a special interview for me today, because Sunday is coming in the form of Sunday Drive. Well, what is Sunday Drive? Well, that is a gospel group it's just a privilege and honor to have on the show with me today, Jeff, Misty and Dusty Treese. Hey guys, welcome to the Man Up Show.
Hey,
it's good to be here. Great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you guys, and I'm excited to interview you guys. You know, we met at the NRB in Nashville, Tennessee.
Opryland Hotel.
Opryland Hotel, and of course, you were there as of Truth Radio, right? Stu Epperson had brought you guys in for a special evening with all the folks connected with Truth Radio, right?
Yes, it was wonderful evening.
We did a concert. Well, fun.
You did an amazing concert, and we're gonna talk about that and so much more. But before we dive into what you're doing out there on tour what you're doing within the gospel world, the gospel music world, let me just start with Jeff and Dusty. I know you guys are brothers, so people might have picked up on the same last name, and then of course, Misty came into the picture.
Yep, we've been brothers all our lives.
All your lives, you've been brothers. And give us a little Dusty or Jeff, or maybe you can kind of tag team.
Well, it's not all his life, but all my life. All his life we've been brothers.
Who's older? Who's older? Life. Who's older?
I am the oldest, and there's a big generation gap between the two of us, and Mom and Dad sat me and my older brother down and said, we got to have a talk. Our family's going to change. I'm thinking we're going to move somewhere. But I was the youngest, and I was 17 years old. That's how much. I was 18 when he was born, but 17 when they told me. And my older brother was 21. And so Mom and Dad started over.
Okay. And so now who? Okay, but who's speaking? Dusty or Jeff? Who's speaking?
This is Jeff.
Jeff. Okay. So Jeff, you were 17, you had an older brother, 21, and then the good Lord surprised the family with a new addition, and Dusty came along. Is that how it?
Yeah. Mom called him her little angel.
Christmas.
And he was born around Christmas time. The Christmas angel,
Her little angel. You almost say that with like some kind of apprehension in your voice or something. I'm not.
Well, if you want to know what a little angel looks like, look up Dusty Tree, what it looks like when it grows up.
That's awesome. Okay, so three boys. So what's your oldest brother's name?
His name's Dwayne.
Dwayne. Is Dwayne in the music world like you guys or no?
He could be. He's a great singer and musician, and he used to play and travel and sing with our family group back in years ago. But he kind of he had family and stuff, and he had a little car lot he ran, and so he kind of took off from the music to do real life.
Okay. Okay. So Dusty, let me ask you. So music, it sounds like, has always been in the family.
I pretty much came out of the hospital and straight onto a tour bus at that point. My family was touring all the time, and I basically hit the road immediately. They used to set me on stage, and I would play imaginary drums while everybody else was performing.
That's awesome. Here's the picture I got. Like, the family could be up there and say, hey, we have a lot of mouths to feed, including this new baby, this new infant here. So if you want to sew into and support Sunday Drive, here you go. Right? Here you go. So,
well, there was such a generation gap that my dad was 50 years old. So I always kidded and said that, you know, whenever he had his third child, he was able to get a senior discount on diapers.
That's amazing. So you had an initiation into music right out of the womb, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So Jeff, tell us a little bit about the family traveling and touring, and where it was. Was that under a different, like, just a family name, or was that under a different name? Or, and how long did they do it? And when did you get involved on tour?
They were called Cedar Ridge, and they started in 1967.
Wow.
And yeah. I came along when I was 13 years old. The piano player quit. Mom and Dad said, you got to play piano. And so I was a piano player. And I think back about that because, you know, I barely could play the piano. So it must have been pretty bad back then.
Well, I was going to actually ask it. Did you actually play the piano when they said, hey, you're going to play? Or did you have to get a crash course?
I could just pick around on it, you know. And so they took me over to a guy here in Knoxville, Tennessee, and he gave me a crash course on how to chord. And so I became the piano player overnight, seemed like.
Wow, at age 13?
At age 13, yeah.
Wow. And Jeff, how many years did the family travel as a family? The 1967 till when?
Our mother passed away in 1997. And so in 97, the family kind of just, so that was 30 years they traveled at Cedar Ridge. And so in 97, it kind of started dissolving. And I was like, well, all I've done is play music. So I went to, it wasn't the same, you know, as the family. So I didn't keep the family name. And I did Jeff Treese Band, just, and I took Dusty, and we had a guitar player at the time, and he stuck with me. And so me and Dusty and the guitar player, we went out as Jeff Treese Band. And of course, Dusty was just a little kid. And so we traveled, we did that.
Many more miles on the road.
In 2009, Misty and I got married January. And so at that point in January,
things changed.
She came with the group, and things changed.
Okay. You know? Well, I want to.
We was a boy band, and Misty came along, and everything changed.
Okay, you know? Okay. Oh, I want to get to that. Don't get ahead of me.
We now smell better. We look better. We sound better. We smell better.
Well, a woman will have that influence on a man.
They would.
I found
so
out.
We changed name to Sunday Drive in 2009, and so we've been Sunday Drive ever since.
Okay. All right. Don't get too far ahead of me here, because I want to go back to Dusty for a moment, and then we'll bring Misty into the conversation. So Dusty, so you have an initiation just right out of the womb, and so you're traveling with the family. And so at what age or how old were you when you and do you play instruments, or how did you then get involved?
I started playing drums.
Okay.
Our older brother, Wayne, played the bass. So they had piano and they had bass, so naturally they needed a drummer.
Okay.
So they pushed me toward being a drummer, and so I started playing drums. But I actually didn't start playing, you know, because drums, people like to make jokes about drummers, but they're kind of, you know, the key element. So it was about 12 years old when I started playing for the group.
12. Okay. Wow. So, well, and I actually kind of get what you mean. My oldest daughter is married to a drummer, Chad, and my son-in-law Chad, who number of years ago, played drums with for a little season of time there with DC Talk, a little group called DC Talk.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yep. Chatting with them and currently, and his brother, his brother Lonnie's in music, and actually them and another set of brothers, all from all PKs, all preachers' kids. So the two sets of brothers have recently formed a country and western group called the Brethren, and yeah, just very recent. Chad had been out of music for a while, and he got off the road for a while, and so they just had the inspiration. They were inspired to kind of a dream.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that once it's in you, it's always in you.
Right.
You might take a break, but it's always in you.
Right. Absolutely. And so I am familiar with drums and a drummer. So, okay. So age 12, age 13, you guys are on tour with the entire family. And then Misty comes into the picture. And so Misty, how did you meet Jeff?
I met Jeff actually through music. I used to be one of those people that went to see their family when they were in the area. And I used to see Dusty playing bongo drums. He was just a little toddler, and he was just playing in the back with his family band. It was so cute. But I went to see them, and that's how I met the family.
Okay. That was back, you say, 2009 or earlier than that?
Oh, no, this is way before 2009.
They got married in 2009, but we've known each other for way longer than that.
Okay.
I've known the family forever. So, you know, they were always just family friends. And Jeff actually recorded one of my first demos, and then he recorded a first solo project for me. So I've been around with the family for a long time. I know the family. But then the Lord put Jeff and I together as husband and wife in 2009. So
okay. Well, I'm trying to get a visual, Misty, as you're describing this. So I'm thinking, okay, here's Jeff helping you do some demos and put some things together, and he's like, at some point, obviously it went from helping you promote or work on your song, your career, to going, hey, maybe there's more to this than just being, I guess he wouldn't have been your manager. I don't know what the title would have been, but he went from helping you to saying, hey, maybe there's more to this that meets the eye. I'm thinking here. Jeff, let me go over to Jeff a minute. So Jeff, at what point, okay, from helping her produce songs and doing all that, at what point do you have your aha moment that, hey, maybe we could be more than just friends?
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement? Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it. And follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Well, I always thought that she was a star, and I always told her, I said, you're a star. You could be you're an undiscovered star, but I always just considered her as a friend, you know, and she's 9 years younger than me. And she was pretty young when I met her first time. She's 16. And so I didn't look at her like that. You know, I was just trying to help out a little girl. You know,
yeah. We were just always family friends.
Yeah.
And
that's
I loved
awesome.
When we hear their group sing.
Okay.
And so, but then probably it was in 08, you know, it was like my dad walked up to Misty and says, I claim you as my daughter-in-law, and it about freaked her out.
Come on, come on. Did Dad have like a dream, a vision, or maybe a prophetic word or something? Huh?
I don't know. He had something. I don't know what. He had something in his mind. You know?
He was very persistent in his pursuit.
Maybe he was thinking, these two ain't going to do this. I'm going to have to rush it along.
I'm going to have to lend a helping hand since they're not seeing exactly what I'm seeing, right?
And then my dad got involved too.
Yeah.
So we had both dads working.
Oh, man. Hey, this could fall into the category of the old Jewish arranged marriage I'm hearing here. You know, I'm thinking. I'm just saying.
They certainly had plans. They certainly were trying to drop hints. And like I said, it's only God's timing, and he has to work things out the way. When he's ready, well, when he knows we're ready, actually. And he worked out in his perfect timing. But, yeah, my dad and Jeff's dad both were planning.
They were in cahoots with each other and
to
make this happen. Well, you said, Misty, you said a very interesting thing, you know, God's timing and you know, sometimes we think we are ready, right? When he sees the bigger picture, right? Top to bottom, beginning to end, and he's like, no, you're not quite ready. You know, you think you are, you're not quite ready. There's still some more preparation I need to do in your life, and for whatever it is, whether it's marriage or music or, you know, launching into a career or whatever else.
Exactly.
God's
timing is perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to trust it. Sometimes we don't understand, and you know, we try to put things in our hands and try to figure it all out. But we have to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not into our own understanding, but acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. That's the word, you know, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. So
yes.
We just have to trust his timing, trust his ways, and just step when he calls us to step and stop when he calls us to stop.
Well, that's a good word for somebody out there right now listening. That's a good word right there. So, all right. So Misty comes into the picture and Sunday Drive, is launched. Dusty, let me ask you. So, whose idea? So you go from the family travel, family name, and decide to, and go from the Jeff Treese band, right, to Sunday Drive. Whose idea was that, Dusty? Who gets credit for that?
Well, Misty came with the group. And at that point, she was the lead singer. And it would be kind of weird to be called the Jeff Treese band, but she's the lead singer. So we went through a little time of looking at names, but Sunday Drive is the one that really, you just, you know, kept coming back to it. It was the one that hit everybody. And
It's a special name. It's for me, because I remember as a child, every Sunday we would go out to eat, me, my mom, and dad. We would go out to eat. Well, we'd go to church, then we would go out to eat, and then we would take a Sunday drive.
Mm.
And we didn't necessarily have a destination, but we were together as a family. And, you know, on the Lord's Day and or start at church, go out to eat, and then just spend that time in the afternoon together, driving around, enjoying the beauty of God's creation and enjoying the family time together. And that's a memory that I have forever in my heart and am so thankful for. Of all the fun times that I look back on and just the joy of that moment and just the relaxation of that moment. You know, there was no stress. It was just, we were together on a Sunday drive.
Some good quality time together, right? And
yes,
and for me,
absolutely.
My parents were so old at the point we didn't really do Sunday drives. They did more Sunday naps.
Yes. So. I could actually relate to that one, but yes.
So, there was less Sunday drives and more Sunday naps in my childhood.
I got you. Well, you know, Misty, you bring up an interesting, I just had this conversation actually just recently with someone, and we were talking about, you said something interesting. You know, you said, you go off for the Sunday drive. You didn't necessarily have a destination in mind, which, you know, a lot of times you get in a car and you do have a destination in mind, right? Like I got in the car this morning. I knew I was going to end up at Truth Radio Network, right? In Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I had a destination. Here's what's interesting about an automobile versus, this is just a random thought, but an automobile versus other modes of transportation. Because if you think about it, if you get on a train or you get on a plane or you get on a ship even, or there's 100% of the time there's a destination, right? I mean, you know, but yeah, that plane's going to land somewhere, intended to land somewhere. That train is intended to stop somewhere. That ship is intended to port somewhere. But really, the automobile is the only mode of transportation that you can. Well, I guess the others you could technically get on and not and just wander. But
with a lot of detail, yeah, yeah, switching things around.
Right, but you just bring up an interesting illustration of how the car can be used in a way, even without a destination, how the car can be used in a very positive way. To lend to quality time, you know, with your family, to enjoy, as you said, God's beautiful creation. That's amazing. And so, let's do
it's
this.
An amazing thing that you can do. And I know with my dad, he knows every back road in the area. So, and he learned those through the years of all those Sunday drives that we took. You know, he would just take off down the road. This was way before GPS. And just let's see where it takes us. And it was such a fun time, and I'm so thankful for it.
Well, it led to the group name, and let me ask you, so it leads to the group name, and so you launched Sunday Drive, and I know you guys are out there on tour. The tour bus was mentioned earlier. You guys are out there on tour. Like, if people wanted to follow you guys, if people want to, you know, pick, maybe introduce to some of your music, they're not familiar with Sunday Drive, you know, where can they go do that? Where are you guys on tour? Where are you guys doing that?
Well, they can check out our tour schedule on our website at sundaydrivemusic.com. That's sundaydrivemusic.com. And they can also reach us and on every streaming platform, they can listen to our music. You know, Dusty knows those.
iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, all of them.
Okay. So all the streaming platforms, they can catch your music.
You can find us on all social medias. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You just got to type in Sunday Drive. It's usually the first thing that pops up. It's got a little blue check mark right beside it.
Come on, Sunday Drive, all the streaming platforms, but you guys are on tour during doing. How often do you guys go out, Misty? How often do you guys go out on tour?
I'll answer for it. We go on tour probably around. We used to do a lot more dates. We've kind of settled back in. I've got a family now. I got a kid, and then we like spending a little more family time and. So it's usually probably 100 probably dates a year.
Okay, about 100 dates a year, and of course, I'm guessing your website would have what towns you guys are going to be in, and
yeah, you can under tour on our website it will have all the details of everywhere we're going to be.
Yeah, we just got home Sunday from an 8-day straight tour in Florida. Which, you know, I always like going to Florida in the wintertime. And so it was sunny and 70 down there, and it was cold up here and rainy. So we were, like, calling home, going, like, that's a good thing. That's the fun thing about the touring is you get to call your family back home and go, oh, it's 78 and sunny here. What is it there? Oh, 27 and rainy? Oh, okay, or whatever, snowing.
and home is where for you guys?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Old Rocky Top.
Old Rocky Top. T for Tennessee. And okay, T for Tennessee. You guys wouldn't happen to be Volunteer fans, would you? Or just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit.
What a silly question that is, right? Just for the record, you guys handed one to. I'm a Roll Tide fan. You guys handed one to the Tide this year, so
I was actually at that game.
Oh, you were. All right. I still love you. I still love you.
Alabama fans are really upset over that, and I'm like, hey, one out of 15 years? I mean, come on, give us one.
Right. Give me one, right? So anyway. Well, hey, before we run out of time, we're almost out of time, but I know you guys talk to me about your Dove nominations. That's quite an honor. Just take a minute, somebody, one of you, and talk about the Dove nominations.
Well, we were very surprised and thankful, and we got two Dove nominations on our new record under the Bluegrass Country Roots, and it for Album of the Year, and then also our song Grace and Goodness for Song of the Year. And it was a blessing and an honor to be nominated. We got to go down there to the awards show and hang out with all of them, and it was pretty fun.
That was at the Dove Awards, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, because my youngest daughter, Colby, I'm not sure who she's there usually every year. She's does songwriting, and she's usually there every year on one of those interview stand, you know, the red carpet interview things.
Okay.
Yeah, she usually hosts.
We didn't want a few of those.
Yeah. So Colby usually hosts. In fact, she just told me recently she met, I guess it's pronounced Jonathan Rumi, I guess how you pronounce his name, the one who plays Jesus in the Chosen series.
Oh, yeah. He was there. He actually presented an award.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was actually sitting like three rows in front of us or right there at us. We didn't get a selfie with Jesus, but we wanted to, but he got out of there pretty quick.
Well, you didn't get the selfie with him, but you each got him in your heart, so you got him with you in your heart.
That's right.
Yeah, so
he goes everywhere we go.
That's pretty amazing. So, man, it's just such an honor to have you guys on the show today, Jeff and Misty Treese, Dusty Treese, and the Sunday Drive. And I just want to encourage everyone, go out there into all the streaming platforms and download their music, go to their website. Website, one more time, give us your website.
SundayDriveMusic.com.
SundayDriveMusic.com. All right. Well, tune in again for another great episode. It's time to man up. Hey, sometimes we even have women on the Man Up Show. God bless you.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
Hi, Nikita Koloff, and I am excited to announce that I will be hosting my first ever Holy Land Tour. That's right, a trip to the Holy Land with the Russian Nightmare. And I am extending a personal invitation to you to join me December 27th, 2023 for a once-in-a-lifetime trip. Go to biblical-journeys.com for more information.
This is the Truth Network.